Hi guys, it's Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming, and today's podcast I want to talk to you about your advertising budget, your marketing budget, and whether it's actually working for you or you're just wasting your money. Let's be honest, being a letting agent in 2015 is really hard work. In the last 10 or 15 years, the number of rental properties has doubled, but the number of letting agents has certainly tripled, if not gone up even more. It really is hard work, with landlord apathy, agents doing them silly fee deals, touting hard sell agents, those bully boy agent touting techniques, more competitors that you can shake a stick at. It's never been as hard to be a letting agent than it has been today. And if you want to be a great letting agent, you need to grow your letting agency. You need to attract landlords to your letting agency. Now, I've walked in your shoes and it's hard work, really hard work. But I made a commitment 2 or 3 years ago to discover a new way on how to attract landlords to a letting agency. A new way that wasn't hard sell, wasn't in your face, using good old fashioned business values that hark back to Victorian times, but still using the modern technology that we've been given with internet, social media and all that malarkey. So hold on to your hats. Here we go. These are my thoughts. The biggest costs of running an agency, firstly, are staff. Then you've got your rent and rates, and then you've got your marketing and advertising budget. And that's what I want to talk about today, your marketing and advertising. Now, traditionally, marketing and advertising is seen as a cost. It's seen as an expense. Take your newspaper advertising. You create your newspaper advert, the newspaper prints it, the punters read it, and hopefully that will turn into people either wanting to rent houses or buy houses from you, or vendors and landlords wanting to give you their properties to sell or let. But let's be honest, 99.99999% of those newspapers end up in either the recycling bin or wrapped round a bag of yummy fish and chips. Think about it, your lovely newspaper advert that costs you £200, £300, even £400 a week will be read and then thrown away, or either be soaking up lovely chip fat or recycled to make loo roll tubes. Then there's those of you that have your leaflets, 10,000 leaflets, designed lovingly with lots of bullet points and how wonderful you are and what services you offer. Designed for some great brand awareness, designed to get you some business. But you know damn well that 9,999 of them will join the pizza and the kebab leaflets. Let's look at the science behind this. You create the ad and then you distribute it over a fixed time frame. What do I mean by that? Newspapers. It goes to print, people read it, it either gets actioned or it goes in the bin or recycled. Same with the leaflets. You're hoping that the money that you have spent will transfer into some either brand awareness or a landlord or vendor wanting you to go and look at their property for a free valuation. But if you don't get it there and then, the opportunity finishes. Because I don't know about you, but I can never remember anyone saying, I've called you for a free valuation because of your advert that you put in 6 months ago or the leaflets you put through my door 5 or 6 years ago, let alone 4 weeks ago. But what if there was another way of marketing? And I think there is, and I genuinely believe this. And if you go onto Google, you'll also find this. And it's a marketing concept called content marketing. And all content marketing is the marketing and business process for creating and distributing valuable and compelling content to attract, acquire, and even engage a clearly defined and understood target audience with the objective of driving profitable customer actions. In layman's terms, writing good stuff about stuff that interests your clients, be they potential or existing, and making them want to come and talk to you and do business with you. The books call it content marketing. I use the phrase landlord farming. Whether you call it landlord farming or whether you call it content marketing for letting agents, it's the same thing. It's marketing that's different. It's marketing that needs to be treated differently. Let me explain. Whatever you want as an agent, whether it's landlord retention, whether you want free valuation, or if you call them market appraisals, market appraisal generation, search engine optimization, stuff for Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn presence, whatever, even sales free vals,
Content marketing will work for you. Let me explain. Paul Tobias Gibbons, an agent from Essex, started this landlord farming process nearly a year ago to get more landlords. He was an estate agent who did lettings, and he wanted to grow his lettings business. His estate agency business was doing fine. He's been going now nearly a year with the landlord farming process, and his lettings business has grown by around 100%. Not bad when you consider he was a well-established agent in the town, taking a decent market share. But this is the killer bit. His sales exchange income is 130% higher now than it was a year ago. More of that because we did a video interview him at our recent summer workshop for our landlord farmer clients, and he'll explain that to you in his own words. But moving on, no matter what you want, if you adopt this content marketing thingy, you are in essence spending either time writing this content or paying ghostwriters to write it for you. Then you're distributing it all to the movers and the shakers and the landlords in your town. And for that reason alone, you need to think differently on this type of marketing. Now, whether you ask me to ghostwrite these articles for you or whether you write them yourself, you shouldn't see it as an expense or a cost, but you're actually purchasing an asset. You might say an asset, Christopher. What the hell are you talking about? Yes, an asset. You see, I want you to become your town's property guru by talking about your town's property market, how values have gone up in one area but dropped in another, how your town has gone up in value or the yields have gone up in your town but the yields have gone down in the other town, why that street has done better than that street. By writing this really awesome epic content, this form of marketing isn't an expense but is actually, and I think you should see it, as an asset. Again, you say an asset. Well, according to Wikipedia, this is the definition of the word asset. And I read from Wikipedia. An asset is an economic resource, anything tangible or intangible that is capable of being owned or controlled, here's the killer bit, to produce value
that can be converted into cash. So in layman's terms, you own something and it's a cash cow. You see, when you write your articles about your local property market, they remain out there on the internet forever. Be that on your blogs, your social media, your podcasts, your video casts. Those pieces of content create value in a number of important and significant ways. The first is the fact that the finished content is used over and over and over again, over a long period of time. It has an indefinite shelf life. The content that you're creating has a value long after the investment is paid off. Let me explain. My blog post from landlordfarming.com from 2013-2014 have enabled me to be at the top of Google rankings for phrases like attracting more landlords, get me more landlords for my letting agency. The work that I did back a year ago, 18 months ago, is producing value for me now because agents are contacting me now wanting to do business with me. In essence, they are creating value. Even today, I received a lovely phone call from an agent in London who left a message on my answer phone saying, you mentioned in the blogs, Chris, that if you ever want to pick up the phone, just you know, pick up the phone. To be honest with you, you could tell in his voice he was uncertain that I would ever ring him back. But a few hours later, I did ring him back and we had a lovely chat. Now, it became quite apparent early on he couldn't afford my ghostwriting skills. But I didn't finish the call there and then. I gave him some advice about what to do. And at the end of the 20-minute phone call, he was thanking me profusely. Why? Because I believe in the mantra of paying it forward. What's paying it forward? Basically, it's the opposite of payback in the fact that when someone does you a good deed, instead of paying them back, pay it forward and do a good deed for someone else. Blame my parents on that one. Secondly, your content can be and should be constantly recycled, creating even more value from the what was in essence the original article. You may write your blog post, but then you could record yourself and put it onto a podcast. You could combine two or three of your articles and form a newsletter. You could even buy one of those awful selfie sticks and start videoing yourself. You could post it on Facebook. You could post it on LinkedIn. Instead of thinking like an agent, think like the local property guru. Think that you are the publishing machine, the content machine on anything to do with your local property market, and produce lots of lovely, epic content about your local property market. You see, the British are obsessed with the local property, their property in their local property market. You would be the most interesting person in the world if you talk about something that interests your potential client. So instead of seeing spending money on advertising as an expense, it is actually buying an asset which will produce business for you next week, next month, next year, even in 5 years' time. In essence, you're building up like a big library of lovely info on your local property market. And by doing so, you're creating long-term engagement with existing and potential clients and customers through that impressive content. In a nutshell, it's all about creating impressive content that you have written or you've had ghostwritten for you about your local property market. But this is the important bit. Just as vital as writing the content is the delivery of that content. Because I know of one agent that had 1,000 jaw-droppingly awesome newsletters written for him, printed up, delivered to his office. 2 months later, 800 of them were still sitting in a box behind his desk. If you write this content, you have to make people aware of this content. You need to bring it to their attention. If you don't, you don't have a content problem, you have a marketing problem. I know it sounds a little daft, but how you wouldn't expect to sell a house if you didn't put it on the market, so how the hell do you expect to attract landlords if they don't see the content? Yeah, a lot of agents just do that with their content. Honestly, they produce fairly decent stuff, but if you don't tell landlords and prospective landlords about it, how the hell are you going to attract them to your agency? Let me give you some advice on stuff that you can do to get content out to potential landlords. The first one's LinkedIn. LinkedIn is full of 40 to 70 year old middle class males in senior roles, business owners, middle management, senior management. Haven't I just described what a landlord looks like? And because most landlords tend to buy in the same town they live in, why don't you connect up with everybody on LinkedIn in your town? Because you've just described the demographic of a landlord. And the best bit is this, when you connect up with someone on LinkedIn, and they accept your invitation, if you go to their profile and click on the word contact info, they give you their email address. 9 times out of 10. Yeah, how good's that? Next, Facebook. Now, I really need you to do this because this is absolutely awesome. Facebook has something called customer audience lists. Basically, in a nutshell, you can upload a shed load of email addresses into Facebook of people who you know are landlords. And then what happens is that whenever they log on to Facebook, your advert appears. How good's that? And I'm getting click-through rates ranging between 4.5% and 15.4%. Genuinely, 4.5% to 15.4%. If you go onto Google and ask what an optimum click-through rate on a Facebook advert, 0.11 to 0.16. Our worst ones are getting 4.5%. Our best ones are getting 15.4%. If you want to pick up the phone, I'm happy to tell you a bit more about that. Get those newsletters hand-delivered to every business in your town. This is the next thing. If you need any inspiration, if you go onto my blog, I've got loads of newsletters that you can see. Just use those as an inspiration. Don't bang on about your firm. Hardly mention your firm. Just let the content shine and sing. It does work, trust me. So, getting towards the end now. By writing content like this and getting it out to the landlords, the movers and the shakers in your town, I guarantee you, you will get more landlords wanting to come and talk to you. They won't come straight away, but if you put that sweat equity in, put the time in, I'll help you with me by your side. Together, we can grow your lettings agency. Because after many trials and errors, I've discovered a way to attract landlords. A way that works every time if it's implemented correctly. You should start writing the articles yourself. or you can ask me to ghostwrite them for you, and then I can show you how to implement and deliver those messages out to all the landlords out there. It's all about creating impressive content about your local property market that you have written or I've ghostwritten for you, and then delivering it to the landlords in your town. Anyway, I've said what I want to say today. I've rambled on a lot. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to read more, I have my own landlord farming blog, which has over 290 blog posts going back to December 2013 on how to attract landlords. And that's www.landlordfarming.com. I have my iTunes podcast, but you'll be listening to this at the moment. But if you aren't listening through iTunes, because there are other ways you can do that, just go to iTunes and type in the word Letting Agent Podcast, and you will see a multitude of the big lad from Grantham rambling on. And finally, if you do have something on your mind, I'd love to know your thoughts on this topic. So just send me an email to christopher@christopherwatkin.co.uk, or you can always visit my website, christopherwatkin.co.uk. Anyway, that's me done for today. I hope I haven't bored you too much. Look after yourselves.